This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Parishioners mourned the dead and prayed for the missing in Hawaii churches as communities began looking ahead to a long recovery from last week's wildfire on Maui. The blaze demolished a historic town and killed at least 96 people. That figure has gone up at least three. Hawaii officials urge tourists to avoid traveling there because many hotels are preparing to house evacuees and first responders. In an interview, this Lahaina resident, David, says he survived by getting out of the car in which he and three others were fleeing, but his friend has perished and the flames consumed the vehicle.
I saw one friend dead on the ground like a piece of charcoal, like Pompeii almost, just dead. I mean, there's nothing you could do. It was that fast.
Authorities are also warning the effort to find and identify the dead is just beginning. Niger's mutinous soldiers say they will prosecute deposed President Mohamed Bazoum for high treason and undermining state security. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The announcement came hours after the junta said they were open to dialogue with West African nations to resolve the crisis. Niger's penal code calls for Bazoum to face the death penalty if convicted. A spokesman said on state television the regime had gathered evidence to prosecute the ousted president and his accomplices. The announcement gave no precise details on the allegations, nor the circumstances or date of a trial. Niger's democratically elected president, Bazoum, was ousted by members of his presidential guard on July 26 and has since been under house arrest with his wife and son. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A landslide at a jade mine in northern Myanmar has left more than 30 people missing, and a search and rescue operation is underway. The incident occurred on Sunday in a remote mountainous town in Kachin State, about 600 miles north of Myanmar's biggest city. This is VOA News. Taiwan's vice president is visiting the U.S. and says Taiwan will not back down to threats while Beijing condemns the trip.
The island's vice president told supporters if Taiwan is safe, then the world is safe, and Taiwan will not back down in the face of authoritarian threats. William Lai, also front-runner to be Taiwan's next president at January elections, is in the United States on what is officially a transit stop on his way to Paraguay for the inauguration of its new president. Taiwan and the United States both say the stopovers, including one in San Francisco on the way back, are routine, but China has denounced them and called Lai a separatist troublemaker. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Russian shelling in southern Ukraine has killed at least seven people, and warning shots were fired by a Russian warship. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
In Ukraine, a newborn baby was among the half dozen victims killed in shelling in the southern Kherson region. Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces say they've captured back some land in the Zaporizhia region. President Volodymyr Zelensky is thanking Western allies for their weapons contributions, including the Patriot missiles, which he says save civilian lives. And in the Black Sea, a Russian warship fired warning shots at a cargo ship flagged to Palau. It's the first aggression against a merchant ship other than Ukraine's since Moscow pulled out of the global grain deal. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At least 55 people were killed, more than a million affected by 2 weeks of torrential rains caused by floods and landslides in southeast Bangladesh. VOA's Diane Roberts.
These are some of the heaviest rains in recent years. That's what Bangladesh's meteorological department chief told AFP. Officials said heavy rains lashed the southeast region August 1st through 11th, triggering flash floods that caused rivers to burst their banks and inundate hundreds of villages. Officials say it was only possible to confirm how many were killed after the floodwaters began to recede. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
North Korean state media say leader Kim Jong-un has made another inspection tour of munitions factories and ordered a drastic increase in production of missiles and other weapons. Monday's state media report on Kim's instruction comes days before South Korea and the U.S. began annual military drills that North Korea views as an invasion rehearsal. During his visit to weapons factories last week, Kim said North Korea must have an overwhelming military force and get fully prepared for coping with any war. Some observers suspect Kim's factory trips could also be related to possible North Korean plans to send more munitions to Russia for its war in Ukraine. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.